Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks for joining us for NFL Week 18's podcast. It's a bittersweet breakdown. We got our best bets for the final week of the regular season. The playoffs, absolutely a blast. A lot of weight in those games, but I'm going to miss the action-packed Sundays that we get in the regular season. But we got one more. Let's not shed a tear yet. We got one more of these pack slates, and here's how it's going to go for the next 600 seconds or so. We got Joe Osborne coming back for our game of follow or fade. We're going to throw in my week 18 bets. Joe's going to pick one to follow, pick one to fade. Since there's no Thursday night football game, we're going to look to that big AFC East showdown on Sunday night football in Miami and Buffalo. Going to get my best bets for that one, as well as our boosted SGP at Bet365. We've got our Team 600 teaser, and then we're going to wrap everything up. Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to join us for some rapid-fire Q&A in the two-minute drill. So before we do start the clock on Week 18, I ask quickly, rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. If you've been following along all season, you like what you hear. We appreciate that feedback. We appreciate that love. Helps us expand our reach and talk to more sports bettors like yourself. So last pod for the regular season. Let's go. 600 seconds on the clock. All right, time for our game of fade or follow for NFL Week 18. We're going to welcome in Joe Osborne, host of Before You Bet. Hi, Joe. Welcome in.
Hello.
One more for the regular season, Hello. Buddy. So I've got bets for Week 18. Joe's going to pick one to follow. He's going to pick one to fade. And we'll start off with the list here. So Dallas over 1.5 first half touchdowns -140 against Washington. We got the Eagles -3 in the first half. I got Ravens +4. And I'm taking the 49ers money line, which is -200. So which one do you like to follow first?
Oh, I'm going to back that Dallas over 1.5 touchdowns in the first half. Okay. They're absolutely going to obliterate the Commanders. Now, a lot is made about the Dallas Cowboys when they go on the road, but conveniently, people like to leave out the competition that they faced on the road this season. A lot of really good teams here. The Dolphins, the Bills, the Eagles, the 49ers. Yes, of course, they played poorly in those games. They played all right in the Eagles game, but they did lose. But those are some pretty good defenses right there, at least at the time when they played those teams. But they have gone on the road, and they have beaten the living crap out of teams like the Panthers and the Giants earlier in the season. And let's not forget that they dropped, 45 points on the Commanders there back on Thanksgiving? Right. So, yeah, I think that they smashed them. Dallas is a desperate team. They should be on an 0-3 losing streak coming into this game, but they had a little bit of help from the referees. We can debate that another day. But, I think they roll in this one, and they go into the playoffs on a pretty good note here.
Yeah, I mean, the perfect scenario for Dallas in this game is to come out swinging. You get up big, and then you can pull your starters, protect those guys in the second half. And the Commanders are the perfect team to do this against. This is the worst first half defense in the NFL. The most points per first half allowed. The worst dead last EPA allowed per play in first halves as well, too. And then the Commanders also dinged up on defense. Their secondary very dinged up. I expect Dallas to be very, very aggressive right out of the boot, trying to build that lead so that can cruise in that second half. And like you said, too, the reason I went with this kind of weird first half derivative touchdown prop is because of those weirdo results on the road rather than taking the first half spread. But I feel pretty confident they could score at least two in the first 30 minutes. As far as the fade, which one do you want to fade here, Joe?
The one I like the least would be that 49ers pick. I have no interest in laying that price on. And it mainly has to do with the price, too. I have no, if it was a pick'em, sure. But at that price, no interest whatsoever from me. I do think that this is a bit of a coin flip game. You can say the 49ers have an advantage because it is in San Francisco, but not a lot of motivation, I guess, for either team to win. So I do think this game could go either way. Sam Darnold versus Carson Wentz. Yeah. This is a Super Bowl for some of us. Oof. This is incredible. So yeah, no interest in the 49ers at that price.
All right. For me, I think I'm the only Sam Darnold fan in the world. If you look, he's not the ordinary backup QB here, honestly. He's hasn't had to play that whole much this year, but when he has, he's been well. But if we look at his final six games last year, he came in for a Panthers team that has far less talent around him. He was among the QB elite in that span. This is a guy, too, that can, he's got an arm, he's got legs, he can make some plays. He's going to have some starters with him, or at least early on in this game. And then we've got to look at who's lining up under center for the Rams, and that's Carson Wentz. And last time we saw him, he was throwing three interceptions in a Week 18 game for Washington. So I feel pretty good that San Francisco is going to come out. Darnold's going to wow. Like you and I, we were discussing this. You said it might give the anti-Brock Purdy people some ammo if Darnold comes in and plays well. But it's a system that's set up for him to succeed in as well, too. It's not going to ask him to do too much, and I am looking for those Sam Darnold rushing yards props, because this is a guy, deceptive wheels, and he'll be able to move around in L.A. L.A.'s not playing any of their stars on either side of the football, too. So while the minus 200 is kind of a tough pill to swallow, and they were like a four-point favorite, I'm always kind of very sketchy when it comes to four-point favorites. I'd rather just lay the money line, because they only cover like 36% of the time since 2018. It's a weird stat. Team 600 teaser, Joe. What do you like here for Team 600 teaser?
I think Tennessee gives the Jaguars a game. The Titans much better on their home field. I'll take them up to plus 10.
All right. Mike Vrabel says that they're going to be playing it out. I don't know. I can't trust Tennessee. And you got noodle-armed Ryan Tannehill out there as well, too. I like Baltimore. I took Baltimore plus 4 against the spread in my underdogs column. I'm going to pump them up here in the teaser, too, to take them all the way up to plus 10. Even with Tyler Huntley making the start, Tyler Huntley's still the better quarterback than Mason Rudolph on the field right now. And that Steelers team has kind of been an upside down team all year. It's going to be in Baltimore, going to be some weird weather. I like the home team to get it done. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Clock's back in, and we got an AFC East battle for the divisional crown on Sunday Night Football. These are my best bets for Buffalo at Miami. Odds courtesy of Bet365. Of course, they are subject to move before kickoff. We're going to go Josh Allen, over 35.5 yards rushing, minus 110. Most player projections sitting around this 35.5 yard total for Allen. And this is a guy who tends to break off gains with his legs in big games. Whatever it is, marquee matchups, playoff games, go back and look at those games against Kansas City and Cincinnati. Even last week's do or die game against the Patriots, big gains on the ground. This is a different Finns defense than he faced in week 4 as well, too. They're number 2 in pressure rate. They don't blitz a lot. So I see Allen having to tuck and run, expecting him to pick up those gains again. I like him to have over 35.5 yards on the ground. Going to stick with Josh Allen. We're going to go over 1.5 touchdown passes from him. That's minus 115. This price at minus 115 at Bet365, one of the better in the market right now. You can see it flirting with minus 140 at some sportsbooks. Allen's player projections all lean towards 2 touchdown passes. The Dolphins defense dinged up right now significantly in the secondary. Xavien Howard, the big name that could be missing this game. And Allen hasn't thrown for 2 or more touchdowns since week 10. But given the game script here with a tall total of 50 points, he's going to have to put this offense on his shoulders and get some things done. If we look at he threw 4 touchdowns against the Finns in week 4, and in 3 matchups with Vic Fangio's defense, lifetime for his career, he's thrown 8 career touchdown passes against Fangio defenses. I like him to throw 2 here, over 1.5, minus 115. We're going to go with Tyreek Hill. Touchdown anytime, minus 120. It's been a rough week for Hill. House caught on fire. He's been walking around in a walking boot. He had his foot stepped on at the end of that Ravens blowout. Team says it's just a precautionary thing. He's going to be good to go. A lot of the player projections for Hill this week, very, very positive. Some on a lot of major models calling for 100-plus yards from him. So expect some home run plays. I expect a touchdown to be on the end of one of those home run plays as well, too. Most projections leaning towards Tyreek finding the end zone. I like him here at anytime, odds minus 120. So if you like all those bets, you want to combine them for a same game parlay for Sunday Night Football, we're going to go Josh Allen, 25 plus rushing yards. We're going to go Josh Allen, 2 plus passing touchdowns. You can find those in the milestone markets at 365. And then we're going to go Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown anytime. That SGP comes out to plus 325. And the good folks at Bet365, they're going to show you some love. They're going to boost that up to plus 400. 2-minute drill time with Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. Aaron, let's go. Team 600 teaser. Give us that leg.
I'm going to go with Detroit plus 2.5 here. Obviously, a must win for many teams, but I'm going to take them plus 2.5.
All right. The final week of the season is always kind of a bag of cats here. Mm-hmm. What do you guys do differently behind the counter in week 18 compared to other weeks?
I mean, you know, I think what, and not just speaking for our play, I think what a lot of books do, you can see a lot of places where they're going to keep limits lower, waiting for injury news. Player action on player props is huge. Obviously, looking at some of your backups who may get increased minutes. So it's more of a focus on looking at the players and obviously the player info as it comes out, who's in, who's out for which teams that do and don't have incentive.
Right on. Fun week for bettors, too.
Definitely.
There's some futures markets still undecided as well, too, here heading into week 18. Where does the liability lie for Bet365? What are you guys cheering for? What are you cheering against?
I mean, you know, there's obviously so many futures markets, but just picking a few here that we've still got available. I mean, MVP, we've been happy with how we've gone with laying Lamar Jackson odds throughout the season. So we're happy if he's able to seal that up. The worst case for us in that market is McCaffrey. Defensive Rookie of the Year, we'd prefer Anderson or Kobe Turner. Jalen Carter, been a solid five, got backed really early on throughout the year. And Offensive Player of the Year, we actually prefer McCaffrey over Tyreek Hill. Not much in it. Anybody else is like, if CeeDee Lamb was to win, that would be a dog loser for us. So we'll take McCaffrey over Tyreek.
All right. I know there's some, I got some season win totals hanging in the balance as well, too. So give us one team from both the NFC and the AFC that could upset the apple cart in the wild card round should they get into the playoffs.
I'm going to stay consistent with Indy and the AFC. Granted, their odds aren't as great. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't them, maybe Jacksonville. And in the NFC, I'm going to go with Green Bay.
All right. Sunday Night Football is the marquee matchup here. We got Bills at Dolphins. Give us a rundown of the action, primetime kind of finale.
Most of the spread action's on Buffalo. That's now gone to -3. Same for the money line, but we are seeing some buyback on Miami now. But it's still about 85-15 to Buffalo on the money line. It spread more sort of 70-30, 75-25. People loving the over as well by about a 75-80% margin.
All right. I'm sure the horn's going here somewhere. Any notable other Week 18 adjustments, sharp action out there that we should know about?
I mean, it's hard to say. A lot of sharps steer away from these, bar the early lines. So some sharp early money on Houston and Pittsburgh. You know, with a Baltimore team, news and Jackson sitting there, that line's been going to pit. Atlanta also seen a lot of support early on, but we're now starting to see some New Orleans buyback. And again, Green Bay is another popular one. However, early action on the Bears on the spread now coming back straight up on Green Bay.
All right. Best bet for week 18. What do you got?
I'm taking the Green Bay game. I'm going to take Green Bay minus the points there. I do think that line might still move to Chicago, so people may want to wait. I'm going with the motivation at home, bar looking at Bears playing the spoiler.
All right. And I know we always keep it NFL here, but we do have the national title game on Monday.
Yep.
What's early money look like here for Washington versus Michigan?
I mean, once the line came out, a lot of Michigan money early on, especially the money line, that's now gone to -$2 from -85. The spread, we're starting to see a little more 60-40 action there, and most love the over for the total so far. So kind of Michigan and over straight up. Spread a little bit more split with some Washington support.
All right, let's hope it's better than last year's national title game at least.
Let's just hope for a competitive game. I think we will get that. I think enough history between these two teams and how they played this season, it should be a good game. Hopefully everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, that's what we want. All right, that is it for the Week 18 edition of the Sharp 600 podcast. And a wrap on the NFL regular season. A big thank you to Dell behind the scenes. Big thank you to Joe. Big thank you to Aaron. And thank you for tuning in all season long. Let's get ready for the playoffs. A reminder that if you like what we're doing here each week, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. We appreciate that. We're going to be next week, back next Wednesday, wild card round, getting ready for the NFL playoffs. Until then, enjoy that final full slate and best of luck. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest and best odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.